2 years ago this week, General Electric announced it was moving its world headquarters to Boston. The giant global conglomerate was encouraged in part by city and state financial incentives. But now, amid reports GE may be breaking up, there are questions about whether Boston is going to get what it bargained for. For answers, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman looks back at promises made and looks ahead at GE's uncertain future.
The music and mood were upbeat as city and state officials gathered with business leaders high atop a Boston skyscraper. They were there to hear why 3 months earlier GE announced it was moving its corporate headquarters from woodsy Fairfield, Connecticut, to Boston's waterfront.
I've spent most of my adult life understanding Boston or being around Boston. The other thing I like about Boston is you have a chip on your shoulder.
General Electric CEO Jeff Immelt graduated from Harvard Business School and spent his entire corporate career with the company. It was Immelt who decided the iconic conglomerate with nearly 300,000 employees doing business in 180 countries should move to Massachusetts.
We like Boston, you know, first and foremost, because you're in the heart of the academic intellect of the world. You're in the heart of great venture capitalists and entrepreneurs. We think we can feed off that to make us hungrier and more entrepreneurial, faster, more paranoid.
To give the company more confidence, Boston offered $25 million in property tax breaks, pegged to GE's promise to bring 800 new jobs to the city. The state also sweetened the deal. Governor Charlie Baker pledged $120 million worth of infrastructure improvements.
For me, the real sort of exponential benefit here is going to be in the partnerships and the investments that they make in a lot of the other institutions that are already here.
But on that April day, 2 years ago, not everyone was as welcoming and willing to open arms and wallets for GE.
We expect more from you, Marty Walsh!
Protesters demonstrated outside the meeting. Cole Harrison was with Massachusetts Peace Action.
They're coming to Boston looking for a handout. They're receiving a handout from our governor, from our mayor, when there's so many unmet needs that our tax money should be used for.
GE promised to meet some of those needs. It pledged $50 million over 5 years to fund programs at Boston Public Schools, community health centers to combat addiction, and workforce diversity projects. The company began bringing employees to Boston to work in temporary space downtown. Then last summer, it broke ground on a corporate campus at Fort Point Channel. But construction of a new $200 million headquarters building was put off for 2 years to save money. It was an indication that something was wrong at GE. The stock price was taking a beating. CEO Jeff Immelt was fired. By fall, the news was grim and getting worse.
We have some breaking news from General Electric this morning. The company announcing that it is cutting its dividend in half.
GE was hemorrhaging money. Horrible is the way the new CEO, John Flannery, described the situation. He declared everything was on the table. $20 billion in assets were to be sold. 12,000 workers laid off. But the stock price continued to plummet. Earlier this week, Flannery hinted at the unthinkable. The 120-year-old conglomerate, the company founded by Thomas Edison, could be split up. But what of the promises made to Boston and the money the city and state pledged to the company?
As John said, GE is massively committed to Boston, and we're thrilled to be here.
Ann Klee is GE's vice president of Boston Development and Operations. She says GE will keep all of its promises to the city and state. Two old buildings at the Fort Point headquarters site are being refurbished with some of the $120 million the state pledged, but the state will own the buildings in perpetuity. And GE says construction will begin on the new 12-story building next year. As for the city's $25 million property tax abatement, that doesn't kick in until there are 400 GE employees in Boston. Right now, there are just 250, and the tax relief is phased in over two decades. As for the $50 million GE pledged in philanthropy, Klee says money is already being spent.
We're doing lots of things already in Boston and the surrounding communities. We've got lots more in the pipeline ready to go. And, you know, that's on top of GE executives really getting involved in the community.
By coming to Boston, GE gave the city and state bragging rights. But measured by jobs, it's just a drop in the bucket. Fairfield, Connecticut, GE's old headquarters, still has nearly 3,000 company workers. Perhaps the greatest impact the company has had been symbolic. More and more firms are coming to Boston. Yesterday, Amazon announced the city and Somerville were on its shortlist for a second headquarters. And Boston Mayor Marty Walsh does not think GE's troubles will discourage Amazon.
I don't see any time in the future Amazon going smaller. It seems like they're just getting bigger every day.
Boston is in Amazon's final top 20 sites. So far, the city and state haven't made any promises to attract the company. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.